Hi everyone, it's Terry Neese, I'm World Famous Astrologer, and today is Monday, March 24th. So while the moon is winding down, and of course we're getting ready for that new moon solar eclipse on Saturday, a lot is happening in the stars this week that you'll want to know about. Of course, the moon transits from the sign of Sirius, often melancholy Capricorn, into the exciting sign of Aquarius. This is where electricity lives. This is where AI lives. This is where excitement lives. And of course, she transits through Pluto and connects to all of those planets in the sign of Aries. So here we have that, again, that repetitive air and fire. So I'm wondering, what will spark you today? What will spark your imagination? What will get you excited? And I don't know that anyone can not get excited under these planets. So there has to be something. And while we're coming out of Neptune in Pisces, Saturn in Pisces, the lunar south node in Virgo, and the north node in Pisces, of course, you know, I like to always say, like, two things can happen at once. You can be paying off debts, and you can be making money. You can be working one job and starting another. You can be starting a new project and finishing another. And that's exactly what we have right now. But something could spark your imagination, be it love, be it romance, be it a new project, a new job, a new career opportunity, or somebody just taking an interest in you. And of course, Aries is up front, even though it's your solar return and Mercury is retrograde and Venus is retrograde. What does that mean? So I like to think that you have your own way of doing things because Mercury's retrograde. So you're not going to necessarily follow what everybody tells you to follow, do what everybody tells you to do. You're gonna have your own outlook, your own take on things when Mercury's retrograde. And I also think that sometimes Mercury retrograde makes you more observant, like checking out, waiting, you know. But today it might be difficult for you not to get excited about things, especially if you hear from someone from the past or an opportunity based on all of your hard work in the past comes along, or somebody takes a unique interest in you and wants to help. It could happen. So for Taurus, Aries, the sign of Aries is your 12th house, which relates to the sign of Pisces and the planet Neptune. And so we have this transition from your 11th house into your 12th house. And so it could be that you find your own private space. You get into a mode where, you know, people kind of leave you alone. They don't bother you. They let you do your own thing. They let you be creative. Because why? Because the moon and Pluto say you're the boss today. Gemini, you're an air sign. We've got Jupiter in Gemini. And of course, you love these air sign planets. When the moon gets into Aquarius, another air sign, Pluto will be staying in Aquarius, another air sign. And so these ignite you. They make you spontaneous. You jump up and you ignore all the rules right now. And that's a good thing. Cancer, while you still have Mars in your sun sign, does it matter? Do you care? No. You're all about getting things done. You don't mind getting in there and having to work hard. But one thing's happening with Cancer. You don't care what anybody thinks right now. Pluto has entered your eighth house, and it's all about you. And all the while, you have these planets in your 10th house of career, fame, fortune, and success. Can anything stop you? Nope, not even a freight train. Leo, you're the leader of the zodiac. And of course, you had your sights set on something for a number of years while Uranus was in your 10th house, and nothing could dissuade you. Nothing could tell you no. Nobody could tell you no. And you just were going to do what you wanted to do no matter what. Luckily, some new people came into your life, the voice of reason, and showed you, or are showing you, how to make the most of what you've achieved. Virgo, while it was about another person, of course, Neptune, Saturn, the North Node in your seventh house, it was about another person, obsessively so, let's say. But now, Pluto enters your sixth house, a house that your sun sign rules, and you're starting to see that when you put a little effort into your own life, into work, man, it really starts to pay off financially. And that may be the road you take from now on. Libra, of course, you've got your eyes on someone, and someone has their eyes on you. Some of you could marry very, very well, and some of you can be inspired by some very exciting people who enter your life. Maybe it's like two ships passing in the night, but nonetheless, they're gonna make their mark on you, and they're gonna change your life. Scorpio, of course, Scorpio is a fixed sign, and the moon and Pluto are in the fourth house. Chapter changes. This relates to your co-ruler Mars in your ninth house and has you looking for that vacation home or looking to move abroad or to some other country maybe. Of course, Sagittarius is a fire sign, and Sagittarius, this is your kind of energy, isn't it? We've got all these Aries planets, even though they're retrograde, it just gives you time to sift through and sort through things, but they're in your ninth house of expansion. And maybe you have a lot of opportunities, a lot of things that you could do, but there's only so many hours in a day, right? And so today you may be looking at, you know, all of the things that are coming your way, all of the people who want your attention, even in your romantic life, I would say. There's probably plenty of people who find you fascinating. Of course, Capricorn, yesterday the moon was in your sun sign, and of course today, this morning, it was in your sun sign. And while Mars is in your seventh house, you, for its third pass, let's say, this is, you know, you've been enduring Mars in your seventh house for quite some time. So you're just kind of tuned out, not really looking at what other people are doing and just kind of doing your own thing right now, because you've learned you don't need the arguments, you don't need the agitation. But you're looking ahead to, hey, what's my new chapter? Of course, the sun, Mercury retrograde, Venus are all in your fourth house. And the fear of letting go, the fear of moving, the fear of change is no longer as strong as it used to be. Now you just need to find the money. Aquarius, of course, you have the ultimate new beginning with Pluto and the moon in your first house today. Pluto and the moon is like a freight train. It's like a bulldozer. What can't you do? Pisces, it's all about you. And over the last 2 years, you certainly have learned all about responsibilities, doing things the right way. Well, there may be a few more things that you need to learn along the way. But with all these planets gathering up in your second house of money, you really need to pay attention to your finances and all the opportunities that are coming along to be a mogul. Well, that's all for now. Like, share, follow. Go to my website for your extended horoscopes. And, of course, continue to subscribe to my podcasts.